was watching the World Series. I was watching the first game of the World Series, and it was late in the game, and Houston was down by 2 runs, and the batter got up, and he hit a long fly ball into right field, and thinking it was a home run, he just kind of prodded and kind of watched it go. Didn't really run all that hard. Well, the ball bounced off the fence, and because he didn't run hard, he just ended up at second base. And the next batter up hit a long fly ball that would have easily scored him. But instead, he was sitting on second base, and Houston lost by that 1 run. The batter had plenty of skill. He hit the ball hard, but he just didn't finish what he was supposed to do. And that reminds me of the gospel today, because the tax collector, the Pharisee, his actions, there was nothing wrong with his actions, right? He was tithing, he was praying, he was fasting. These are all great virtues for us. We're all called to these actions to help us bring us closer to God. But we need to remember that the action is not the end in itself. The action should draw us to something bigger. When we do virtuous actions, when we help the poor, when we visit the sick, when we pray, when we fast, and when we are generous, we don't do these things to call attention to ourselves, but to give glory to God. The world has enough people who like to call attention to themselves. Sports figures, media personalities, politicians, the list can get quite extensive. And with the way technology is playing out, there doesn't seem to be an end in sight. Anybody with a phone and access to the internet can reach millions of people to call attention to themselves. I think that's one of the things that feeds into the statistics that were recently released by Pew Research. Over the past decade, those who identified themselves as Christian dropped 12% in the United States. And in the same time frame, those who identify as atheist, agnostic, or nothing in particular has risen 9%. Those identifying themselves as having nothing in particular, they are commonly known as nuns, not with a habit, but nuns. They have no religious affiliation at all. That's the fastest growing group in the United States, and the nuns now outnumber Catholics in this country. Now, the reasons for these major shifts are complex, but I can't help but think that living in a culture that is so called up in image and how great I am has something to do with this. We think about ourselves and we have less and less room for God. See, that's one of the points of this gospel. The Pharisee is so full of himself that he has less room for God in his life. This is in contrast to the tax collector who completely empties himself out by calling out for God's mercy. So if we are to make room for God in our life, what are some of the things that we have to get rid of? Well, the answer to that is as many as people are sitting here, because we each have our own things. For some, it may be an addiction of some kind, maybe too much sports, gambling, shopping, drinking, gambling, addiction of some sort. Those things that we do and we rarely question whether or not they fill us up too much and squeeze God out of our life. But we also have to be watchful for the things that are not quite so obvious. Think of the Pharisee. He really sincerely thought he was doing all the right things, and yet he was missing out on leaving room for God. I know for me right now, I'm doing a lot of reading and a lot of writing. Deadlines are fast approaching, and if I'm not writing, I'm usually thinking about writing. I'm being filled up with my research and writing, so I need to find ways of emptying myself to make room for God. But when we talk about what fills us up and that pushes God out of our lives, we need to address the elephant in the room, and that is sin. The sin that we carry around fills us up more than we know. I'm sure that there are some sitting here that have been carrying the weight of sin for many years. It's because sin starts out to be uncomfortable. It makes us uneasy in our minds, in our heart. But as time goes on, sin stops being uncomfortable and starts to become very comfortable and familiar. So familiar that we find it hard to imagine our lives without it. So it fills us up. And as time goes on, we keep adding to that weight little by little by little until we get so filled that we have little room for God in our lives. We need to empty ourselves of sin. But we do not need to despair. Just as much as the gospel today challenges us, it also brings us great hope. Listen to the words of the tax collector again. O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus' response, he went home justified. We should be so encouraged by these words because it shows us great love that God has for us. No matter what we do in our lives, we only need to turn to God and ask for his mercy. We only need to humble ourselves and acknowledge that we need God in our life. Can we do it? Can we be so humble that we never say, well, I'm glad I'm not like him, or I'm glad I'm not like her, but instead be able to reach out in love and share the treasure that we have found in our faith? Bishop Ricken has asked priests and deacons to preach the kerygma in their homilies. And no, this is not some new fancy word. As a matter of fact, it is a very ancient word. The kerygma is Greek, and it stands for proclamation. And this takes us back to the basics of our faith when the apostles went out into the world to spread the good news. The first step in the kerygma is that God created me and created and loves me and created me to have a relationship with him. I'm going to say that again. God loves me and created me to have a relationship with him. Not us, but me and you personally. So remember that statistic that the nuns are the fastest growing rate in the United States? Most of them probably don't know that they were created by God, that he loves them, and that they were created for a relationship with him. We are the ones that need to share the good news, not only by our preaching, but how we live our lives. See, when the apostles went out into the world, one of the reasons that many people joined them was because they saw how the apostles lived, and they said, I want to be a part of that. The people in our lives, our coworkers, our friends, our families, should see us living our lives so and want to be so much a part of that that they say, I want to be a part of that. It starts with us by being like the tax collector. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So let's take some time this week to search out the things that fill us up to see what we can shed to make room for God. When we are filled with the love of God and we are ready to share the good news that the world so desperately needs to hear.
May we rise as we profess our Catholic faith.